I'm Mariah Knox, and I got next.
You next up, and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk. Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next, and you up next. Keep the queens go hard. Rise a star on the big scene. Make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat. Don't settle for less. They put you through that test. Your resume that flex. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Chill.
Yeah, let's go, SLT Nation. What it do, fam? Welcome back to a new and fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Year of the Mamba season 4. That's right, Kevin and I have dedicated 4 years to combing this country, and we're finding rising superstars in our communities who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. Don't let the look, don't let the smile fool y'all today, ladies and gentlemen. We got an absolute monster in the building for our second time. Going back to Montvert, we are super excited to introduce the beauty of Bixby, Oklahoma. One of the dopest coaches on this side of the Mississippi. 8 years in the game and she is still running. Florida FGB, make some noise for one of your very own coach, Mariah Knox. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, we super excited about having you on this joint. Like I just said, this is our second time back at Montverde. Shout out to Special Jennings. It's been a while since Montverde actually let us come back. But Kevin, we must have did something wrong the first time. It took us 2 years.
No, B. Jones, we did. We just had somebody on.
Oh, that's right. We just had Holland. This is our third time at Montverde. Oh, my goodness. Well, if this is your first time rocking with the SLT crew, welcome to the You Got Next experience. I am your host, the mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all things Louisiana. We'll put your L's up. Mr. Yeet is in the building, and I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the Choir Stone. All facts, no cap. The head coach, KT. Kev, how you get us back at Montverde, man? I thought they told us to stay off. how you doing today, KT?
BJ, I'm good, but to answer your question, man, I've been trying to get Coach on for a minute.
That's true.
It's been like some months in the making. She had to make sure everything was cool and get her schedule clear because she's a busy woman, BJ. But to answer your question, I'm doing great. Let's turn it, man. Let's go.
Hey, I need all my Bixby, Oklahoma folks to stand up. I used to live in Tulsa for a year. I used to work out of Owasso. I need all my Oklahoma folk to step up on this episode. Coach, let's get this thing ripping and running. Let's get it going with the moment of truth. That's right, Coach. We kick every show off with our version of two truths and a lie. So the rules are super simple. Just like the title said, before the show, coaches pick three unique facts about herself that she's about to give KT and I, and we will have exactly 60 seconds to work as a team and deliberate and figure out which one of these facts is not the truth. Kevin, I don't know. I'm feeling a little nervous about this one, but you know, I'm sending good vibrations your way, brother. Send them back my way and let's hope it rain down on us. Come on, Coach, give us those three facts.
All right. First, I didn't know that I wanted to be a basketball coach. My other fact is I have a 10-year-old sister, and my third fact is I've been Iceland.
I think she had a 10-year-old sister, B. Jones. I think I did see that.
I think she's been to Iceland. The first one I'm a little bit nervous about. What was the first one, Coach? Say that one more time.
I didn't know I wanted to be a basketball coach.
I'm going to say this. This is why that makes me nervous. I look at your path, and your path seems very intentional. Like your path, you literally, you are the epitome of Drake's song. I started from the bottom, now we here. So, Kevin, I'm going to say that's cap. I'm going to say that the first one is a lie. I think she knew she wanted to be in basketball. And I'm going to agree with the other two. So, the number one is the lie, in my opinion. Kevin,
Let's roll with you.
All right, we doubling down on it, Coach. We're going to say number one is the lie.
The lie is that I've never been to Iceland.
Oh, God, dog. So that means you didn't know you wanted to be a coach.
I did not know. I really didn't even know I wanted to be a college athlete. I didn't even start playing AAU basketball until it was my final summer as a junior. So I did everything kind of backwards because I grew up in a small area, didn't really know, had nobody in my family that went like the athletic route. So we didn't know what we were doing. And so, you know, I had someone come up to me and just kind of talk to me, hey, like, you could probably be a college athlete. Like, did you know that? And I had absolutely no idea. I just played because my parents played, loved it. And so that's kind of my journey. And then ironically, in Bixby, Oklahoma, USJN hosted a basketball tournament at my high school. And I just happened to be working a camp and got asked to work it. And then from there, like, I was like, this is what I want to do.
So. Well, Coach already got this thing kicked off, Kevin. Yeah. Y'all remember all of that for later on. But Kevin, man, you know what? I apologize to the two truths and a lie spirits out there, because we had won like five or six in a row, and we got bragging that now we've lost the last four or five games. So Kevin, we'll never brag again. All right, Coach, let's get this thing going. Let's get the ride and the party started. We need you to take your right hand, Coach. Lift it up high. There it is. Reach over your left shoulder, Coach. Grab that strap and buckle up. Click, clack. It is time to get this party started. And the first official act of business is to SL Trinity. That's right. The SLT Trinity is a big part of helping us to grow this platform. Kevin and I need you to do three small little things that won't cost you a penny. Those three things is, number one, smash that subscribe button and become a part of this What's Life Talk family. As you see, we get some of the best coaches, some of the greatest athletes in the game. So we promise y'all 1,000% energy, and we're going to keep bringing y'all some quality content. Number two, we need you to hit that like button. And I mean, I'm talking about create a new email address and hit that like button again. That way we can tell the system and the algorithm that this show is popping like over Red Bakken, so it'll bubble all the way up to the top. And last but not least, we need you to share this episode with all of your people. Now, they made this part very simple. All you got to do is click on that arrow, copy that link, and put it in your phone and send it to all your people. And put it on your, you know, repost it and let everybody know that this thing is going down out there at Mont Verde. And it looks like Coach spreading the wings and got the FGB. So we're going to get this hanging with Coach a little bit this summer. But Coach, Is Mont Verde going to rock with us one more game? It's the third time. Will they hold us down one more time?
I believe so, yeah.
All right, so if you missed Special Show, if you missed Holler Show, this is your third chance to become a part of the SLT family. Let's do it on the count of three like you're true to it. One, two, three, boo! Yeah! Oh, my goodness! We got some new folks rocking with us. I love this part of the show. Phone going crazy. Energy is popping. All right, Coach, what is your favorite emoji that you're using right now in your phone or just whenever you communicate with other people?
My favorite one, obviously, is basketball. But outside of the basketball, I like the black and the white heart. I don't know. I'm drawn to neutral colors. So all right.
Kevin, I think this is the first time we're going to do two emojis. So if you did any of those three things, we need you to drop not just the black heart, but the black and the white heart in the chat so you can let us know. And Kevin and I, we're going to reach out to you, because around here, we want to just tell you how much we appreciate you becoming part of Sports Life Talk family. We don't do fans. We don't do followers. We only do family around here. And we just go, what are we going to tell them, KT?
Well, first, before I say that, B. Jones, we lost in the moment of truth, and you're giving it two?
Oh, you really? First time ever, KT.
But we're going to tell them thank you, B.
That's right. Thank you so much. All right, Coach, it is the time for us to crack it open and learn a little bit more about what makes the great legendary Marad Knox click. All right, Coach, welcome to the Sports Life Talks initiation.
All right, Coach, to initiate you into the SLT family, you got to give us your top five music artists.
My top five, okay, it's kind of a mix. I really like George Strait, Shania Twain. I like Luke Combs, Miley Cyrus, and then Rihanna.
So I think we went country for the first four, but then you threw some Riri in there.
I know.
But Luke Combs be jamming KT. George Strait. What was George Strait number one hit? Yeah, he had a really popular one, man. He's not up with all my heart. Mm-hmm. I promise to. Is that George Strait?
Yeah.
I don't know. All right, Kevin, good luck. I know you ain't a country connoisseur, but we've heard some of those names before. And we know that those, don't look like that. You are not a country. You didn't even know Morgan Wallen, sir. So don't look like that. Don't even start.
But I know Tim McGraw. I know people like that. I told you my favorite country song is by Tim McGraw. She's My Kind of Rain.
That's one song. All right, Kevin, what you giving me?
I know something about country.
On the scale from... Yeah, what you giving to KT?
Coach, you like to rank everybody's top five, and the highest you can get is 10. But there's no way I'm going to give you anything less than 10. B. Jones, have you heard that Beyonce and Miley Cyrus song?
Two Most Wanted. That's my favorite song on the CD.
All right, Coach, so we're going to give... Let's give a 21, B. Jones.
I like that. That's a nice, even number.
And just because you know Morgan Wallen, whatever, don't try to call me out in front of the company again, B. Jones. I don't appreciate it.
I know Morgan Wallen. That's my partner. That's my Ace Boone Coon. I know Luke Combs. Well, I actually heard some of Luke Combs. So.
You know Martina McBride? Do you know her?
Nah, not really. I don't know Martina McBride. I'm not a Martina McBride expert. Matter of fact, Coach, send me some cuts. Send me some Martina McBride cuts after this show so I can get down, get my boot scoop boogie on.
And B. Jones, she has a beautiful voice, man, for real.
Yeah, right, she does. Absolutely.
So take that, B. All right, so who is your favorite superhero and why?
So my favorite superhero would honestly be my grandmother's. I am not like a real big superhero person, so I don't have like a not alive superhero. So mine would be my grandma. She really stepped in when I was younger to help raise me and has been my best friend ever since. So, we're thick as thieves and I would love to get her out here in Florida. And I think I'm like this close, I think it's about to happen. So, I would say my grandma.
Is she still back in Bixby?
Yeah. So my entire family is actually back in Oklahoma. So I'm out here, primarily for basketball and my basketball family and stuff like that. So.
All right, Coach. So we asked the superhero question because we see coaches as superheroes. Now, superheroes, you do know they have their own theme music. So we need for you to give us your theme song.
I was really thinking about this earlier, too. I would like to take out all the words of Rihanna's Umbrella song and just have the beat.
can we say that part, though?
All right, Coach. So we have a running debate on this show where I want to be a singer. B. Jones wants to be the dancer. So we need for you to break the tie for your episode. Would you rather be a singer or a dancer?
I'm singing.
See, B. Jones?
I'm singing.
Yeah, she from there. She, she from Oklahoma. She ain't got no other choice. We somebody got to break a good toy out. We know that they, they gonna be popping natty lights and chilling out there on by the truck on the Fords. You know what I'm saying? She got to sing, KT. They always sing.
That's right.
All right. So, what is something that basketball has taught you that you can use when you're not on the court?
Honestly, it's taught me everything about time management. You can utilize that anywhere on and off the court. In order to be like a good person, be successful and all those things, you have to have proper time management. Because one, time is money, but also time is respect. So if I'm wasting your time, then I'm disrespecting you and vice versa. So.
Now, Kevin, did you know the energy changed a little bit? Did y'all see her look on her face? Look,
yeah,
I can tell the player.
No, for real. I'm like, all right, man.
Holland, call me Holland. I know. Wink if you okay, Holland.
All right, Coach. B and I, we're going to produce a movie that's centered around you. The one thing that we're missing is a lead actress. Who should we get to play you in the story of your life?
I would pick Keira Knightley, and here's why. Because as a kid, she was like the actress. If I could be, she's so classy and just so gentle and all the things that like basketball coaches really aren't, right? So we're not as gentle all the time and stuff. So the way she carries herself, I would love to to have someone like that.
That's Pirates of the Caribbean, right?
Yeah, she's dope. Yeah, and she's so well faceted within her career and has had so many great movies and things like that. But she's also someone who's uncommon, and I think that's where I kind of like resonate with her. So,
did you have one, B?
No, I was actually thinking of a singer, and I don't know why I can't think of the name of the singer, but it was a singer that she reminds me of. So I want to say Carrie Underwood, but it's not Carrie Underwood.
He's from Oklahoma.
That's true, too. So I can't remember who it was, but I like Keira Knightley.
Yeah, I had Brie Larson.
Ooh.
If she's blonde with the...
Ish. We can dye Keira Knightley out.
How tall are you, Coach?
I am 5'11".
Yeah, so. It can't be Brie Larson then. Let's say, I mean, the camera can do a little work. I think Brie Larson like 5'4", or something. I don't think she's that tall. All right, so now it's time for the... No, I didn't even ask the most important question, B. Jones.
I'm jumping in.
All right, Coach. B and I, we love to travel. When we travel, we got to eat. So we come to Florida to rock with you. What's that one food spot you're going to recommend, and what's your go-to meal there?
I would go to the Boathouse, and they're all around Florida. And I would say that because they've got really great gator bites, and then also you can be along the water. So the aesthetic there is really beautiful, great drinks and all the things. So it's kind of like, if you love to watch sunset, that's where I would take you guys. It's kind of an all around restaurant. So
the Boathouse. Okay. So that's going to be like some seafood, huh?
It's got a well-versed of seafood, American food, et cetera. But for example, like they have fire pits, and just like, I like the aesthetic more than I'm a foodie. So I'd rather have like a nice sunset, you know, great glass of sweet tea and
good company. It's good company. Yeah. We just go talk. We just go enjoy ourselves and reminisce and talk some basketball.
That's right.
I'm ready for some gator bites, BJ. All right, so now it's time for the You Got Next offer. We're passing our collection plates around and asking you to hit that subscribe button. Make sure you like this video. Leave us your top 5 music artists, your theme song, and your favorite superhero in the comments. And finally, go to our website, sltyougotnext.com, to learn more about us and the other You Got Next family members. Now allow me to turn over to B as we learn more about our newest play cousin, Miss Mariah Knox. So B Jones, go ahead and take it away, brother.
Knox, Knox.
Who's there?
I'm just messing with you, Coach. Welcome to the show, Coach Mariah. You are the truth. We're super excited about having you on this joint today. It's always good to get to a powerhouse like Montverde because, you know, we interview a lot of high school coaches, and there, you know, it's a handful that really have it's a different level, right? When you start talking about these top 20, top 10 programs, it's a different level of basketball. No offense to nobody else, but I mean, you look down your bench and you got all Americans all around you. So there's this, but with that talent comes a lot of expectations, right? Everybody's triggering and gunning for Montverde, Coach. But let's tell them your story, because you kind of gave us a peek behind the curtain a little bit during the moment of truth. But what made you fall in love? Okay, so you started as a junior, Coach, but what made you fall in love with the game of basketball?
I started falling in love with the game of basketball when I saw my little sister start dribbling when she was a baby. I really did it more so because I thought that was my only option, like originally when I was playing, when I was younger, because my parents played. So inherently I wanted to be like my parents. But then when she started, you know, dribbling and doing all the things, because I've got stepsisters, younger stepsisters too. That's when I was like, you know what, like I want to be somebody for you guys.
Really? So the kids inspired a 16-year-old version of yourself to get into basketball. How easy was the transition, Coach? Or was it, because I mean, you wouldn't play college basketball. Like, it doesn't matter what level. I mean, you know, we're talking about a certain percentage, a low percentage, able to continue their career to in the collegiate level. So did you grasp the game pretty quickly?
So for me, I had played, but I was never serious. So I had grown up playing basketball. I mean, I started playing when I was in like the first grade, but again, I wasn't doing it for myself. I was just doing it because I thought that's what I was supposed to do, because that's what my parents did. I actually thought I wanted to be a soccer player, and I was a pretty good soccer player. But then when it came down to choosing, I picked basketball, and it was because of like how I saw the growth within the kids around me and being able to play with them in the front yard and different things like that. So that's where I fell in love with the game.
Well, you caught on pretty quickly here. You go on, you play at a couple of universities, you graduate. But this is, to me, when your story really began, Coach. And you didn't, like you just said, you weren't intentionally going after being a coach, which I thought you were, because, I mean, you literally, when I tell y'all she got it out the mud, Coach, you got it out the mud. You were organizing camps. You were doing videographer. You were doing analyst. I mean, it wasn't a job too small that you would do, Coach. What was that journey like? And walk us through that step by step.
Yeah, so it was tough, to be quite frank about it, but it was also super rewarding. So I think like when you go through that kind of transition, going from, you know, the middle of nowhere in Oklahoma and then transitioning into UW Milwaukee as like a GA and all these expectations on a level of basketball that I hadn't even played. A level of basketball I'd never really seen or learned. It was a huge mental transition for me because like I thought I was grinding already, right? And you know, when you really start grinding, that's when you're like, that was literally, I didn't do anything. You know, this is a new game, a new world. And so, but that's what made it so interesting and intriguing to me for me to fall in love with it. I had a really, really good head coach, Kyle Recklitz. She's still there. She was very offensive minded and I was always defensive minded. I always learned to like buckle down on defense and like the points will come. Well, she really taught me things that I had never even heard of before as far as like different types of screens. And I think that just goes back to the fact that like I wasn't serious about it when I was younger. And so had I kind of discovered that passion, maybe I feel like, you know, maybe that transition would have been as tough, but I'm thankful that it was that tough because it really taught me like, do I want to do this or not?
So you learn basketball, I guess you could say, at a later age, and now you kind of jumping in as a coach, but you still learn 8 years in the game, and it sounds like you were still learning basketball. How much time do you really have to spend on just the studies? Because you know we think of most coaches are spending a lot of time game planning and scouting and recruiting, I guess, if you're in the college level, but for you, Coach, are you still spending time just kind of honing in on your craft and listening and learning?
Yeah, absolutely. I love to go to different camps, different events, coaches' clinics, etc., and just kind of absorb what they're teaching me. I love watching them do like their live action stuff, but also I love learning about recruiting. I think that's really, really important with this game. You know, it's great if I have all the X's and O's, but I also gotta know how to get the players to do the X's and O's. So just the whole thing and what goes behind the scenes is like, especially at a Division I program or even a program like Mount Verde where there's Power 5 players all around you. Like
all
you
around.
You have to be a lifelong learner and be dedicated to this game in order to, one, keep their growth at a steady rate, you know, because they meet their potential marks so quickly because they're just naturally gifted. And a lot of them, they work hard. So they're gym rats. So, like, you have to have enough knowledge to continue to help them grow and prepare them for that next step.
Now, part of your journey, like I said, you got it out the mud. You started from the bottom. You actually worked with Blue Star and US Junior. So you've always really been surrounded by the talent. Have you found that transition to be a little bit easier since you've always been surrounded by amazing players? I mean, or do you think that kind of hurt you a little bit that, you know, it still made the growth a little bit more difficult because you were surrounded by talented players that sometimes they may not have executed perfectly, but they, you know, you still win a game here and there or whatever. The camp still runs smooth because you got the best players in the country. Do you feel like that made a difference?
I think it really taught me how to analyze like recruiting and things like that. But I do think, again, like running those camps, it made me appreciate just like the fundamentals that are sometimes skipped over because, you know, let's say this athlete is so athletic, like sometimes that athleticism, if there's not like fundamental skill there, they don't know what to do with the athleticism, right? And sometimes I can get, you know, someone like that in trouble because they're just so fast or so, you know, crafty that maybe just like a simple finger flip layup, like they're going to double pump and do all these things when they could just put the ball in the basket, right? I've got some players like that now, but, you know, but they're so talented that you don't want to also deter them from doing those things. So I think the transition was easy in that sense as far as like teaching them, you know, the extra stuff, but like going back to the fundamentals, because sometimes like you have to find a way for those fundamentals to be engaging, because
yeah,
is so far beyond, and like sometimes those little details can change everything.
Now, Coach, everybody's not a fan of prep play. Everybody, you know, there's some national debates going on about the IMGs, the Montverds, and some of the other prep schools, the Compasses and the Lynx and all of that good stuff. And, you know, it's always funny because you see some of these kids that stay at their house and the coaches. See, you don't have to, you know, all Americans can stay home. When you go out and you talk to a parent or a family that's kind of deliberating, hey, should we take our kid to a Montverd? Or, you know, because it's only a handful of people that are talented enough to even have this type of conversation. What is your advice to a family as they make decisions like this? Or why should a family entrust Montverd coaching staff, program, facilities with the high schooler? We're not talking about a college kid. We're talking about a high schooler who is preparing for the next level.
Well, I think my first suggestion is one, just like come see it, because it's easy for me to try to sell you on something that you haven't seen and sell you these false dreams, but like come see it, so that we can show you not just with our words, but with our actions in a practice or our actions on campus where your child fits in our program. And also like the thing about the coaching staff I'm in now, I don't think that there's a coaching staff that cares more than the coaching staff we have. Like Coach T and I, we just love those girls, you know? And so do, you know, Coach Darwin and Coach Shoemake, but like on a different level we have, because we're so well connected with them, with our relationships, because we care about them so much that like those kids has transitioned, like we are their family and they are our family. So I live like 15 minutes away. So that's one thing that I start out with. I'm just letting you know, your daughters are like 15 minutes from an adult that you can call at any point in the night, you know, as well as like the house parents and stuff.
Right. So
it's hard to kind of describe to somebody without giving them a tour, because it just seems like, oh, they're probably bluffing, you know? Right. But like these people are really so involved with your kid that they, you know, they are their house mom or they are these things. And, you know, until you see that and you see other kids on campus interacting, like sometimes it is kind of like a scary or uncertain thought of whether or not your kid should go. But I definitely say like, come check it out before anything, come check it out.
I mentioned the bullseye that's on your backs every night in and night out. I know there's sometimes you get to play against the national schedule, the Etowandas, the Lujas, and all that stuff. You know, the Bishop Irons. I know y'all get to play some of those big schools, but for the most part, everybody want to be Montverd. Let's just be real, boys, girls. I mean, you guys have had, y'all have a culture of success. My question is when we peel back the curtains, when all of these All-Americans are just, you know, hanging around the dorms and they practicing together, how do you manage the personalities of 4 and 5 stars who when they were back in their own hometown, I mean, they were the woman, right? They were that girl. They were her. And now they get on the team and they got to play nice with other All-Americans to still accomplish a goal of getting the victory night in and night out. How do you guys manage those expectations and those personalities?
So for us, I think that kind of all goes back to recruiting and like the culture. So we want good people as well as great basketball players, right? So our girls honestly are the most connected team I've ever had in my 8 years, and they love each other really hard. They support each other really hard. There for anything that one may need. So mixing those personalities kind of came natural to us this year. We were all starting this journey together. You know, they had the new coaching staff. And so I think that for us, like it just goes back to recruiting. And I can tell you this, these 4-star, 5-star players, like they are still kids and they are still impressionable and they're still going into adulthood. We're all on the same journey. And I think with that level of talent also comes a level of maturity that you have to be in the position that they're in. And I give kudos to them every single day. I mean, they're amazing people. They're people that if I had children, I would be like, you guys can come babysit for a week. I mean, there's not a single one that, you know, I wouldn't trust. And so I think that speaks huge about a program. So,
Coach, you are super articulate. I mean, like, you got it going on like Donkey Kong, Coach. You are the truth. I'm listening to you talking. I'm like, I definitely see a head coach in the future. But my question is, you kind of turned the energy up a little bit when you said, hey, don't waste my time and all that. And we all felt the wind shift a little bit because that smile was gone for a few minutes. Now, I'm going to call Holland after this show. And I'm going to say, hey, Holland, tell us a little bit about Coach Knox. But I'm going to let you, what are those young ladies, those All-Americans going to say about about Coach Knox if we had the opportunity to get them on there and ask about you and the way you behave and, you know what I'm saying, your coaching style?
I would say that they would tell you that I love them hard, but I also push them hard. I have very honest conversations. We also like to have fun. Holly and I are actually pretty tight. I'm probably one of the closest ones that she's had as an assistant. And, you know, I've only had her for a short period of time. So I think that kind of is a testament to the relationship that we have. But it's been built over time. And we haven't had much time, but we've spent lots of time together. So,
Kevin, is love them hard and coach them hard? That's terminology for get on the line. That's what you're trying to say. Get on that line. You just messed up again, coach. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, coach, you said you were defensive minded coach. Where did that come from? Why did you attract yourself to the defensive side of the game? Because it was just, you didn't have to have as much. It was by effort. I mean, what was your rationale about becoming a defensive minded coach?
I would say I was just a small forward player, so I had to learn to get tough, and I had someone that made me realize that I was a small forward, because where I'm from, like, I thought I was gigantic and tall and all these things, and I got to college, and I was playing, like, a 6'5 post player, and I was like, wow, no, like, you're actually tall, and I better figure out how to do this, otherwise you're just going to take it to me every single day, and so I think that's where I really bought into defense, but also I loved taking charges. I loved sacrificing my body for my team and the hype of, like, picking each other up. And I think that's where that defensive intensity came from. It's just because I enjoyed the sacrifice. So
there's a superhero in Bixby, Oklahoma. That's Grandma Knox, who's sitting out there in Bixby. But she is not the only person that's underrated that the world need to know about. And that is the amazing talent in Oklahoma. I told y'all, I lived in Owosso. I lived in Broken Arrow, but worked in Owosso for 1 year. So I know about it. It is a very talent-rich community. But do you feel like Oklahoma girls basketball is the worst-kept secret in America?
I may be a little biased, but yes.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I feel like this, and I know a lot of people go kill me for this one, but I would take any state. You put your, not including Florida, because Florida got Montverde and IMG, right? So they can put together an incredible all-star team. I can take the other 49 states and put their top five players from the class of 25 on the court. And I guarantee you, Oklahoma going to be one of the final two or three teams standing. These are some of the best kids I've seen in the nation. Has Oklahoma always been balling like that and just the world don't know about it? The rankings, the ESPN and the McDonald's people just don't get up that Oklahoma?
I would say that, it's had its ups and downs just like any other state. But I think for the most part, like, Oklahoma is a place where sports are taken very seriously. Football, basketball, baseball, all of the sports are very, very serious out there. So we don't come to play games. We come to win games.
Hey, shout out. Kevin, help me out here. Shout out to Keely Parks, Keziah Lofton, Markayla Johnson, Janiyah Whit. Avery Hempstead. I mean, all of these are top 50 players in the country for the next couple. And I know I probably missed a bunch just right in that little mixture there. But last question, Coach. We are talking about we're in the year of the Mamba. Kevin and I, it's funny. We got a purple and gold theme going on today, Coach. So in order to pay homage to Kobe Bryant in 2024, the year of the Mamba, tell us your Mamba moment, Coach. And that's that moment when you blacked out. And even as a coach, what's that moment that you rose to the occasion, you made the right call, or something really great happened that gave you the confidence to know that you were ready for that next step?
So I think I'll say this. I was really thinking about this question when you guys, you know, approached me with this. And I think, like, my Mamba moment is still yet to come. But I will say, as of now, is really just, there's not a specific play call, but I can just see my Mamba moment being the time when we were playing Chipola at the state tournament. This was a few years ago when I was at Florida Southwestern State, and I just remember, like, looking down the bench and just seeing my kids so involved and doing the things that they do.
Yeah.
So, like, my Mamba moment was seeing them, like, buy into each other, because that was a tough year. That was my first year in JUCO. That was a hard year. And just, like, looking down and seeing how involved they were, how much they wanted to win. I mean, we lost by a couple points, but everybody was involved, and it didn't matter who was on the court. And, you know, at times as a college athlete, like, it's not always easy to accept what your bench time, you know, like, you want to be out there. You were the best player in your high school team. And so, like, my Mamba moment was seeing how hard they went for each other. And even though we lost by a few points, like, I went home proud of the fact that, like, we finally, like, united.
Yeah, because you know, winning ain't, you know, winning is sometimes can be losing, right? You can kind of lose when you win, but sometimes you can win even when you lose, right? So Sounds like you guys, y'all won the battle and got better as a team for it. But coach, I got a battle on my own right now. Welcome to the championship rounds, coach. One of us is going to win and one of us is going to lose in the next 5 minutes, coach. This is our version of Would You Rather. That's right. Kevin and I are both going to go 3 rounds in true championship form. And we're going to give you an option in each round. Now, whichever host you select, that host will get a point. And the first host to get 2 points or the best out of 3 will win this episode's game of championship rounds. All right, coach. Kevin is the defending champ. So, KT, kick it off.
Would you rather coach a player that needed guidance because no one gave them a chance? They make it to the Basketball Hall of Fame, and then their speech tells you they wouldn't be there without your love and guidance. Or?
Oh, coach, I'm going to give you any college job you want, coach. You can pick whichever institution, D1, 2, D2, 3, any. It don't matter. But whatever school you choose, you're going to go to the head coach, you're going to pick your staff, and you are going to go on an incredible 30-year run. I'm talking about you. I'm not going to guarantee you a national championship, coach, but whatever program, y'all will be in the conversation year in and year out, recruiting the best talent. And I'm talking about you're going to create a factory that is going to be remembered, like a Nick Saban type effect, okay, coach? When you retire, you will be in the Hall of Fame of that institution.
Well, I'll tell you this, y'all didn't make it easy, that's for sure. I'm going to pick my first option because my players mean more than my success. So
I cannot get a coach to,
you know, you're getting better and better with selling that option too. I'm like, man, he's going to get somebody.
I can't sell it no more. I gave folks Hall of Fame, you know, championship. Like, am I the only person in the world that would say, hey, I could change thousands of lives? Oh, okay.
That's enough for you, BJ. Yeah. That's enough for you. Yeah.
I know, man. I know.
So round two, would you rather host a traveling food show exploring delicious dishes from around the world for ESPNW, where you get to interview other college coaches, high school coaches, and pick their brains while eating at some of the best restaurants in the world, or?
Oh, we're about to put Mont Verd on the main stage, coach. I got a camera crew showing up, and we're going to follow you, all of your All-Americans, your coaching staff, on the planes, traveling around the country, playing the best, and good on good, night in and night out. We're going to get to see the practices, the weight room, the classroom. We're going to tell the story of how difficult but how wonderful it is to be a part of Mont Verd Academy.
I'm loyal. I'm picking NBA every single day.
Ain't no more play NBA. Yeah, let's go. Ooh, coach, you had me nervous. I'm going to tell you, earlier you said you're not a foodie. You know, we were talking about how we just that's why I was like, I might win that round.
Yeah. Coach, you could have brought your team some plates or something. I mean, you could have brought this some food.
Man. Kevin, help me come up with a name for my special so I can call up Netflix.
And I lost. I'm not helping you out. What you think this is?
All right, coach, here we go for round three. It is the tiebreaker. One of us goes home and one of us is crowned a champion. All right, coach. So Kevin and I are huge sneakerheads. As a matter of fact, we go live every Wednesday night, and part of that show, I talk about sneakers. So we would love to have all of y'all come hang out with us for the live format and just laugh, cry. It's just a good show. But before the show, we picked a pair of sneakers out of our collection that we thought represented Marad. Knock, knock, knock it on your door. All right, here we go. Coach, on the count of three, I need you to say, hold that sneaker. And we're going to show you what we brought. Now, remember, think hard, coach. Because I know Kevin was already on here wooing you. You know, I know he was on here already, you know, talking about how it took me a year to get you on the show. All right, coach, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Hold the sneaker.
Yeah.
Really? Oh. Those are pretty. Those are pretty. I'm going to go with my NBA colors, but I will tell you, I don't even own a pair of high tops.
Yeah, I didn't have any low quarter yellow and purples. I got the only ones I had was fours, and they don't have any gold in them. I should have threw some gold laces in there. So who you going with, Coach? Because both of us wearing purple and gold.
I'm going with Kevin's.
He is just a darker purple.
Oh, no matter.
Why she picked me, B. Jones? Don't be hating. And still champion.
Yeah, you still the champ. And you still paying the guest $20, I guess. So
that's what it takes. I'll drop 20.
I think I won a Holland episode though, so it's all good.
Nobody talking about Holland episodes. This is about Coach. All good.
Ain't Jelani Cambridge on y'all team?
Yes, she is.
Hey, Jelani, get on this thing. Let's pick some good looking sneakers. All right, Jelani. All right, Coach. Here we go. We all talked about the past. We talked about the amazing things you got going on at your school right now. But we all want to know what's up next. The title of the show is "You Got Next." What's on deck for you, Coach? What are you most excited about in your career? And what are you looking forward to in the story of Mariah Knox?
I'll say the thing I'm looking forward to most is getting on that plane tomorrow and being a national champion. I think we have the pieces to do that. And so I'm ready to go win Chipotle. So,
is it not Geico Nationals anymore? It's Chipotle now?
It's Chipotle, yeah. They
Really?
So is
it still going to be in Florida, or where is it going to be? Where are they playing?
It's in Indy, so it's in Indianapolis.
Oh, is it how many teams in the tournament this year?
So there's eight. Yeah.
Yeah, 18. That's how. Okay, so it's the same format. Same format. All right, we're going to be watching on national TV, Coach. I got a reason to be rooting for y'all. Good luck on that tournament run. And now the only thing is, y'all going to be watching this after y'all win the ring. But, hey, y'all can watch this and know that Coach Mariah Knox spoken into existence. All right, KG.
Man, Chipotle sounds amazing. All right, Coach, do you have any shout-outs you want to give?
I just want to shout-out to my team, all my girls, all the kids that I've had in the past that I've, you know, got to go watch you guys play. I'd also like to shout-out my family, my parents, my dad especially. Definitely been one of the lights of my life, and just the women that raised me into who I am. They definitely gave me the heart that I have and the love for the game. And so I can't say enough, like the coaches that I've gotten to coach with and coach under and learn from, really just like my village that helped get me here. So.
All right, Coach. So this is the part of the show where you get a chance to nominate the person that you think should have next. Tell them, hey, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. I told them my story. I want you to do the same thing. With that said, Coach, who are you calling out? Who should have next?
I'm calling out Coach Frey from New Mexico State.
Is that Ethan Frey? I don't know why. What's Coach Frey's first name?
James Frey.
James Frey. Coach Frey, you are officially on the clock. Let the world know that you are up next, my guy. Your ticket just got punched, and we are super, super, super excited about getting you on the show, Coach Frey. So look out for the Sports Life Talk communication. Don't leave us on red, Coach. We got to make this thing crack while y'all in off season. But Coach Mariah Knox, you got next. You serious, Coach? You are the absolute truth. I love your energy. I love that action. I love how you stand on it, Coach. And you are all about those young ladies. You are the future. You are the voices of tomorrow, Coach. You are extraordinary and elite. You deserve a
yeet.
Good luck to my Vern. Oh my good Kevin, I can't wait to watch these young ladies play on national television. And we want to thank all of y'all for rocking with us at Sports Life Talk. It was a fun show. I love doing this, and we can't do it without you. We would love to have you. If you're a first time visitor, thank you. Stick around. We got more shows, more amazing. As you just heard, we got Coach Frey from New Mexico. Go come on this joint, and I promise you, the names are going to keep coming. And we got, I don't know, Kevin, we got about, what, 120 more episodes planned before we finish out the year. So I promise you, buckle up. This ride is going to be crazy. Don't forget to do the SLT Trinity, the big three. Smash that subscribe button. Share this episode with all of your folks, and make sure you hit that like button. Come hang out with us Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you for the live. It's just a fun show. Listen, if you want to be on the show, Montverde is full of all Americans. You know, everybody in the world know them. But if you got a story, and you sitting in Bixby, Oklahoma right now, and you like, man, the world need to hear about this story, reach out to us. Go to our website, SLTYouGotNext.com. Click on the nominate tab. Tell us a little bit why you feel like you got next, why you're a Mamba, and KT will reach out to you and we'll give you an audition to be on the show. And last but not least, take You Got Next on the road for all my podcast junkies like myself. If you like to listen to these shows in audio format while you're working out, while you're cleaning the kitchen, cooking, doing your homework, or just ambiance that'll keep you inspired and motivation, because these guests tell some crazy stories, and I promise you, every show is going to leave you with a little bit of knowledge or something to take on your journey. Download all of our shows, over 500 shows now in the audio format, wherever you download your podcast. All right, KT, man, let's go.
Coach, thank you so much for rocking with us. Whatever you need from us, please let us know, and we got your back.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Nice to meet you all.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Yeah. Sports Life Talk Nation, we love y'all. Stay safe. Be blessed. Respect each other and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, fam, because you never know. Your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet.
I knew you had next, because you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag because you're always working. Like, in due time, I knew you got next. Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Like Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talk your mushroom. You want what you eat and you should consume. Sports Like Talk from the late night to the afternoon, then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next, it's a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah. You got next, yeah. I can feel it, you're a winner just like me. You got next, and what comes next?